The Nine Ways of Prayer of St. Dominic. Holy teachers like Augustine, Ambrose, Gregory, Hilary, Isidore, John Chrysostom, John Damascene, Bernard, and other saintly Greek and Latin doctors have discoursed on prayer at great length. They have encouraged and described it, pointed out its necessity and value, explained the method, the dispositions which are required, and the impediments which stand in its way. In learned books, the glorious and venerable doctor, Brother Thomas Aquinas, and Albert of the Order of Preachers, as well as William in his treatise on virtues, have considered admirably in a holy, devout, and beautiful manner that form of prayer in which the soul makes use of the members of the body to raise itself more devoutly to God. In this way, the soul, in moving the body, is moved by it. At times it becomes wrapped in ecstasy, as was St. Paul, or caught up in a rapture of the Spirit like the prophet David. St. Dominic often prayed in this way, and it is fitting that we say something of his method. Certainly many saints of both the Old and New Testament are known to have prayed like this at times. Such a method serves to enkindle devotion by the alternate action of the soul upon the body, and body upon the soul. Prayer of this kind would cause St. Dominic to be bathed in tears, and would arouse the fervor of his holy will to such intensity that his bodily members could not be restrained from manifesting his devotion by certain signs. As a result, the spirit of the supplicant was sometimes raised up during its entreaties, petitions, and thanksgivings. The following, then, are the special modes of prayer, besides those very devout and customary forms, which St. Dominic used during celebration of the Mass and praying of the psalmody. In choir or along the road, he was often seen lifted suddenly out of himself and raised up with God and the angels. The first way of prayer. St. Dominic's first way of prayer was to humble himself before the altar as if Christ, signified by the altar, were truly and personally present and not in symbol alone. He would say with Judith, O Lord God, the prayer of the humble and the meek hath always pleased thee. It was through humility that the Canaanite woman and the prodigal son obtained what they desired. As for me, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. For I have been humbled before you exceedingly, O Lord. In this way, our Holy Father, standing erect, bowed his head and humbly considering Christ, his head, compared his lowliness with the excellence of Christ. He then gave himself completely in showing his veneration. The brethren were taught to do this whenever they passed before the humiliation of the crucified one, in order that Christ, so greatly humbled for us, might see us humbled before his majesty. And he commanded the friars to humble themselves in this way before the entire Trinity whenever they chanted solemnly, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In this manner of profoundly inclining his head, St. Dominic began his prayer.